It's
at all.
heartbreaking. It is absolutely heartbreaking. My stepdaughter lives in Wales. She was crying down the phone. And his other granddaughter, she's saying it's disgusting. She was crying her eyes out. It's just heartbreaking. And you think he's worked all his life, he's paid all his taxes, he's done everything right, and he ends up on the floor. Well, as I said, it's like being on the floor with the rubbish, you know. I know, and I've got nothing against the people that was there because they can only work with what they've got. But obviously, it's just the whole thing is stretched too far. I knew the NHS was in a state, but until you're actually in that situation or you're actually there in amongst it, you don't realise how bad it is. And years ago, if you had an ambulance, it took you to hospital, you went straight into a ward and straight into a bed. But now there's this long, you know, before you get anywhere. It's just absolutely disgusting. And I feel sorry for the person that's got nobody there to fight their corner.
And you've talked about, this is why you want to talk to us, because you have seen people in there. What other things did you see while you were with Martin during your trip up there?
Well, there was people asking to have their cannulas taken out. They was going home. They couldn't stand it no more. There was a man there that was his head was bleeding. He was there. God knows how long he was there, but he was there long before us. There was a lady sitting in front of us. She'd been there 11 hours longer than us, and she didn't even have a bed. She was on a trolley. And there was another lady there. She had a broken arm and a broken leg. Couldn't go to the toilet. Couldn't do anything. And she was there. Well, she was still there when Martin left yesterday. Still in the corridor. Actually, in fact, Martin and this lady was the only two left out of everybody that was there Sunday that was actually still in the corridor. Other than that, it was all just new people that had come in.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your kind of experience over the
Only
period?
that how other patients reacted to us. I mean, they was marvellous. The lady sitting behind us with her daughter, two daughters, she offered us their chairs for him to lay on. She offered us their coats for him to sit on. She offered to get him drinks. Just, you know, it was a bit of camaraderie between people. Do you know, everyone was trying to help somebody. Somebody didn't have no money for the machine, so they give them money for the machine. Yeah, it was actually quite nice to sit there. But nice, it's not nice to sit there, but it was nice the way other people reacted to you. People was offering you assistance because they could see the situation we was in. They could see he was getting more and more aggravated and in more and more pain. I mean, he was sitting there in tears. I mean, he's 75 years old. He don't want to be sitting there crying his eyes out in front of people. Do you know what I mean? He's quite a proud person.